From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, South Korea's military moves to introduce long-range suicide drones amid the changing warfare environment. The Seoul Central District Court sentences former First Lady Kim Gun-hee to a 7-year prison term for accepting bribes. And after South Korea's crushing defeat in the final group stage match of the 2026 FIFA World Cup, head coach Hong Myung-bo says he is baffled by the results. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Chan. South Korea is moving to introduce long-range suicide drones similar to those used by the United States and Iran amid the changing warfare environment, as exemplified by the recent conflict in Iran as well as in Ukraine. The Ministry of National Defense on Friday announced its updated drone and counter-drone policy, focusing on plans to bolster the nation's unmanned weapon systems. Kim Bum-soo has more.
Defense Minister An Yu-baek said all South Korean soldiers will be trained to fly drones as personal weapons. The Defense Ministry revealed its plans Friday, outlining its vision for what it called an army of 500,000 drone warriors.
앞으로 드론은 특정 부대와 인원이 운영하는 특수 장비가 아니라
Moving forward, drones must evolve from specialized equipment operated by select units and personnel into a universal combat asset utilized by all service members. The Ministry of National Defense will actively pursue a policy to train 500,000 drone warriors, ensuring that every soldier possesses the capability to employ drones much like a secondary personal weapon.
Low-cost suicide drones have emerged as a game-changer on battlefields in Ukraine and the Middle East. The defense minister explained that about 2 drones will be allocated to each squad of around a dozen soldiers this year, with the number of drones per squad increasing to as many as 5 in about 3 years.
최근 전쟁 양상에 대비하여 전략적으로 활용할 수 있는
We will rapidly develop the K-Lucas, a Korean-made long-range loitering munition that can be strategically employed in light of recent warfare trends, while continually expanding next-generation capabilities essential for future combat, such as AI-powered drone swarms.
To carry out the plan, the minister explained that the Drone Operations Command will not be dismantled in the wake of controversy over drone incursions into North Korea under since-ousted President Yoon Suk-yeol. Instead, the Drone Command will be transformed into the National Defense Drone Headquarters under the Defense Ministry. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
Former First Lady Kim Gun-hee has been sentenced to 7 years in prison after being found guilty on all charges in a bribery case centering on the receipt of luxury gifts in return for job appointments and business favors. The Seoul Central District Court handed down the sentence for Kim upon convicting her of accepting bribes for mediation. The court found that Kim, the wife of impeached former President Yoon Suk-yeol, received approximately 300 million won, or $195,000 worth of valuables in exchange for facilitating various requests. Kim's defense had argued that she either did not receive the items or that they were not given in exchange for specific favors, but the court did not accept these claims. The court found that she repeatedly accepted luxury gifts while treating her influence as a means of exchange, failing in her responsibilities as the president's spouse. After South Korea's crushing 1-0 loss to South Africa in the final group stage match of the 2026 FIFA World Cup, head coach Hong Myung-bo says he still can't pinpoint exactly why his team struggles so much, as the Taeguk Warriors await the results of the tournament's remaining matches to learn their fate. Yoon So-young has more.
Speaking at a press conference on Thursday, team manager Hong Myung-bo admitted his coaching staff has struggled to understand what's behind South Korea's disappointing group stage results. This comes after Team Korea's hopes of advancing directly out of Group A fell apart as South Africa beat the Taeguk Warriors 1-0 at Estadio Monterrey in Guadalupe, Mexico, Wednesday evening local time.
To be honest, we're a bit puzzled ourselves as to why this is happening. I think the players wanted to perform well and secure a win so badly that the pressure got to them. On top of that mental and psychological strain, the hot weather didn't help either. And I think that's why things didn't click. I plan to talk with the players about it today.
Despite the disappointing results, Hong said the mood around the squad is far better than it was during the 2014 World Cup in Brazil, the first tournament he led as South Korea's head coach, a campaign that ended with the team's elimination in the group stage after a draw and two losses.
I don't think I've ever been at a competition with so little turmoil on and off the field. The 2014 World Cup in Brazil was about 50 times more difficult than this.
South Korea now awaits the outcome of the tournament's remaining matches to learn whether they'll advance to the knockout stage. Team Korea's chances shifted late Thursday after Australia and Paraguay played to a scoreless draw in their final Group D match, a result that currently places South Korea sixth among third-place teams of 12 groups. Under the expanded 48-team format introduced for this World Cup, the top two finishers from each group advance automatically, along with the eight best third-place teams across all 12 groups, leaving South Korea to wait and see whether they'll make the cut. Yoon Soo-hyang, KBS World Radio News.
The ruling and opposition parties continued to lock horns on the second day of the confirmation hearing for Prime Minister nominee Han Sung-suk over controversy regarding her real estate assets. Lawmakers from the main opposition People Power Party pointed to allegations of illegal property expansion and suspicions about her farm in Yangpyeong, Gyeonggi Province, saying a pattern can hardly be called a mistake. Regarding allegations that she rented out property to family members at below market rates, PPP Representative Yoo Young-ha said that may have been acceptable as it involved her younger sister, but added that she should have considered neighborhood rents when setting prices. On the other hand, Democratic Party Representative Park Sun-won said President Lee Jae-myung appointed Han specifically because she's not the typical former professor people are accustomed to. He also compared Han to former national football team coach Gus Hiddink, saying Hiddink is a better choice than Hong Myung-bo, who has a background as a player. President Lee Jae-myung has emphasized the importance of technology in the security and defense sectors, saying technological superiority is equivalent to security superiority. The president made the remarks on Friday while presiding over a strategy meeting at the presidential office on fostering innovative security enterprises. He said the government aims to nurture new security firms possessing cutting-edge and potentially monopolistic technologies in fields such as artificial intelligence, drones, cybersecurity, and aerospace. He also said South Korea should develop innovative companies capable of competing with global players such as Palantir, valued at around 480 trillion won, and Germany's Helsing, valued at around 26 trillion won. The labor union at Kakao, the operator of South Korea's leading messaging service, will move forward with its one-day strike on Monday amid a lack of progress in wage negotiations with management. The union said Friday that the planned log-off day will proceed as scheduled, adding that while negotiations with management remain underway, the two sides have yet to reach a mutually acceptable agreement. Employees from Kakao and four of its affiliates, Kakao, Kakao Pay, Kakao Enterprise, DK Tekken, and XL Games, will use their annual leave or paid days off to stop work for the day. The union said no rallies, in-person demonstrations, or additional public statements are planned for Monday, and that it's still discussing what form any future strike action might take. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chang.